when we are trying to develop our relationship with Krishna, using our mind, the mind is temporary. So how do we connect with Krishna through this? When this relationship is eternal. Anasaktasya vishayan yatharam upayunjata nirbandha krishna sambandha yukta vairagya uchyate. Yukta vairagya means that we are detached from worldly things for our own enjoyment, but we use them for Krishna's service. Baldev Vidyabhushan, the Govinda Bhashya, talks about two kinds of liberation. He talks about Videha Mukti and Jivan Mukti. Videha Mukti means when the soul gives up the body and goes to the spiritual world. Videha, the body is given up. Jivan Mukti means that the body is still there, but the soul is no longer attached to the body. So all resources at the level of the body are used for Krishna. That is Jivan Mukti. Iha yasya hare dasya karmana manasa gira nikhilasu apyavisthasu Jivan Mukta sa uchyate. All the faculties are used for Krishna's service. So basically, we can understand the mind and its spiritualization at two levels. One is that when we are in the material world, we have to use what we have in Krishna's service. The soul, especially if it's to function in the material world, then its consciousness has to be channeled through the mind and the body. A pure devotee like the Goswamis, or Srila Prabhupada also, then Vrindavan, they can be absorbed in Krishna and they don't need their body and mind at all. Their soul will be absorbed in Krishna. But if they want to do some service in this world, then they have to use their body and mind. Because the body and the mind is the channel they have right now. And Prabhupada was in Mumbai, a prominent Hindu Mahasabha leader told Prabhupada, Swamiji, you chant Sanskrit verses in a very Bengali way. So Prabhupada said, what can I do? I am from Bengal. So what it means is that Prabhupada, his chanting is transcendental in the sense that it is for the pleasure of Krishna purely. But he is chanting in a body that was born in Bengal. So it will be expressed at the physical and mental level using the physical mental apparatus that a person has. So the spiritualization of the mind and the senses means that they are no longer used for any material purposes. They are used for spiritual purposes only. But that doesn't necessarily mean that their material characteristics will no longer be there. So we could talk about material characteristics means say, like the pronunciation. Somebody is from India, they may be pure devotee. They'll pronounce verses in the Indian way. They'll speak English also in the Indian way. Somebody may be pure devotee from America. They may speak Sanskrit not in the same way which say some pandit who's been trained in Sanskrit from the beginning will be there. So the body mind will affect the expression of the intention. The intention will be pure, but the expression of that intention will be according to the body mind. So the spiritualization means that the intention is not determined by the body mind complex. The expression may be. See, for us, we may decide, I'm going to give this class for the pleasure of Krishna. But then while giving the class, I start thinking, how many people are appreciating my class? My ego comes into the picture. And then the intention may be pure, but when it comes through the body mind, because there are so many impurities over there, the expression becomes impure. I want to glorify Krishna, but I want my own glorification also. I want to distribute books, but I also want to know, the world should know how many books I distributed. So that the intention is what the soul has by its free will. But that free will is affected by various factors. And especially if we come in association with pure devotees or exalted devotees, then our intention also becomes pure. So the spiritualization of the mind means that the mind will not contaminate the pure intention. The expression will be shaped by the mind, but the intention itself will not get contaminated.